Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. And what is your name?
Michelle LeBron.
Okay. Ms. LeBron, the Honorable David Mills is going to be conducting the lead on your hearing this morning.
Okay.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. You're coming for the area of executive clemency this morning in reference to your supervision revocation. I'm the Honorable Board Member that will conduct a hearing this time. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who is our acting board chairman. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canales, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be hearing you today. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole board, the parole office, I'm sorry. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of a board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you have an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself today, sir.
All right, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, ma'am, you're really going to be conducted in two phases today. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then phase two, if they've been violated, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So I'm going to do phase one, and what that'll be is I'll read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'll ask you if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner and talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is violation of area one condition. Supervision number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow directions of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to an established residency at your approved residence on or about March 27, 2018, as verbally directed on March 27, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Ms. LeBron, I'm going to move to find that she was labeled, which violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have rights that would not last in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Canales. Okay, Ms. LeBron, we're going to go into phase two in a moment. Before we do that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So hang on the phone there, and we'll get back to you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Ms. LeBron was released from ADC custody on 3-26-2018 and arrested on 6-8-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6-8-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-5-2018 with 73 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015 drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is her second term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information noted, and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2005, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. So this is going to go over a summary of the case supervision. It seems that you were approved to reside at TLC when you were released. And that began in March, March 26th. And then on March 27, 2018, you failed to to report and establish residency at TLC. Your last known address is 1020 East Home Pod Drive in Phoenix. So where did you go when you didn't go to TLC?
I went to my father's house, and I actually found him sick. He's dying cancer, and he had his human levels had been changed, and he was bleeding on the floor for like 12 hours. I asked my parole officer if I could instead stay with him, because my brother had just died, and we're taking care of him, and there was nobody else to do it. And he basically told me that there was too many guns in the house and I couldn't go there on parole. I mean, they were ones that my brother had collected and they were secured in the vault. But I could not leave either because of that. And I couldn't just leave my father unattended. So I stayed there and I didn't report to the house. Yeah.
So was that the 1020 East Tonopah address?
It's not my current address. I've had for the last, two, 3 years. It's 7551 West Chinon Drive.
Okay.
It's on my ID.
Okay. And because you were told you weren't supposed to stay there, that's why you didn't report to your PO during that time?
I reported to the PO. I just didn't report to the house.
Okay. So, do you have any employment or not?
I used to be a nurse, but I was taking care of my father, and I went to rehab at Community Bridges.
Okay. And on the programming, it says you were referred to TASC for random analysis, and you were called Ivory, but your recovery had not been called before you were scaled it. Now, I see that you got some previous drug convictions and things. Do you have a drug problem?
Yes, I did.
So what is your drug of choice right now?
One is opiate.
Okay. So, since you've been reincarcerated, have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in?
No.
No, that's good.
No.
So, over a month back in there sober, how do you feel? Do you feel physically better than you did when you were using?
Yeah, but I was sober when I was out after I went to rehab. So it's been longer than that. It's been 2.5 months.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely.
So do you feel better?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's good. I'm sure there's a mental process there too, while you're using, you're trying to tell yourself all the time how good you feel. And when you get sober, you realize what it is to feel good.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Turner, you have some information for us.
Yeah, I wanted to, first of all, looking at RMS, it does look like she actually applied to go to TLC upon her release. And then she did request shortly after being released to go live with her father. Parole Officer Herrera attempted to make contact with her father to get a verbal, but due to the fact that she had informed him that he had several weapons and we were unable to ensure that they were secure, at that time she was told, it was made very clear to her that she was not to reside with her father due to the fact that we couldn't verify that the weapons were secure.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bump, how is your father right now?
He's got 3 weeks to live, is what I was last told. He's got stage 4 melanoma cancer, and he has had 2 heart attacks, 7 stents, and he was scheduled for another bypass surgery on top of it.
Okay. What's, I guess it's a shame that he's got guns in the house. That's probably good. And I'm not demonizing the guns. It's just that, you know, it's they're there, so the PO has to deal with that issue, and we've had
I understand.
you know?
It's with, my deal with my brother, and my brother had just died before I got out of prison, and he collected them. They were all clean, I mean, he had a concealed weapons permit.
Right.
They are in storage in a vault, but yeah, I mean, it's just a lot for him to get out sick of the house, you know?
Yeah, well, they're in the vault issue is where, you know, where the people have a problem, because if you know how to get in the vault, or if the vault's left open, we've had a couple like that where, you know, they're supposed to be in the vault, but they're not, and then, you know, the person gets violated.
Right.
So whether we vote to let you out and go back to community supervision, or you finish your time, which is in October, it's only about 3 months, not 3 months, 2.5 months, what was your plan? You're gonna go back and go to, I mean, if we vote to release you, you won't be approved to go to your father's place. And of course, the time it would take to do that investigation, you probably would finish your time anyway. But we'll say, when you finish your sentence, is your plan to go take care of your father?
Yeah, my plan is to take care of my father. If I were to be released, I mean, I would have to stay in a half a house or, you know, some kind of a rehab and be able to at least be with him in his last days on his out.
Right. Okay, are there any questions from the board this time? Okay. We're nearing the end of your hearing, ma'am, and we would like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before we go into discussion to make a determination. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us right now, anything you think we might need to know, we just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered, okay?
Okay. I'd like to say that I don't want to sit up here and make excuses for not being here today. It's my responsibility to call and to report to TLC. Unfortunately, you know, when family members get sick and die, there's things that happen in life. I certainly don't want to be stuck sitting in here while my father's sick, but if I were a chance, given a chance to be released, I would have to, you know, stay at a halfway house and at least be able to be with my father while he's dying. But all I can do is move forward. I can't take back the past. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We're going to be going into a discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on phone. You can listen to the whole discussion, and once we've made a determination, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. This is a truly unfortunate issue or situation. I can appreciate Ms. LeBron's concern for her father, and I hope that she can help him. But the issue with an unapproved address and not checking back in and everything, but she only has about 78 days left, and she'll be totally done with DLC. And the issue of the abscound, if it wasn't for the abscound time, I would probably be in favor of returning her to community supervision, but I just can't. With 73 days of abscound time, I can't go that direction. But I'd be willing to listen to the discussion for a minute, and I feel more than you.
Agree.
Okay, well then, based on the information of 2018-1204, the testimony of Ms. LeBron and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Ms. LeBron as she was blanket violated term conditional supervision and had actual death lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. By myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. House and Mr. Snow. Okay, well, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Please don't take that as a definite negative step. I know you'd rather be with your father, but that's a difficult situation now with approvals and all that. But you only have 78 days left, and you won't being responsible in part for, you know, to Department of Corrections, and you'll be able to stay with your father and help him, and I'm sure you'll be able to comfort him as best you can. I've been in your situation with that, so I understand it's tough. So we wish you the best of luck, and actually hope your father gets better. Sometimes there's conditions that you don't know will ever come in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, just please lay the phone down and not hang it up, but...
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to hear it.